أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام. On this day of Ashura, we are to meet and greet each other with this dua. Instead of salam, we say may Allah reward us and magnify that reward for our weeping and mourning and grieving for Hussein alayhi salam. But that's not enough. وَجَعَلَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنَ الطَّالِبِينَ بِثَارِهِ مَعَ وَلِيِّهِ الْإِمَامِ الْمَهْدِي عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ فَرَجَهُ. And may Allah render us, me and you, from the soldiers who will rise up to avenge the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam's blood was not avenged by the uprising of Mukhtar. The blood is yet unavenged. And the reason is because the cause for which he fought against injustice, against oppression, against ungodly values, those still persist. And up until that final confrontation, therefore this memory will remain alive. Therefore this blood which was spilled in the way of God will remain unavenged. Ashura is the confrontation between the forces of good and the forces of evil. The evil for which Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood up and sacrificed his life to confront. The evil which begins by rejecting the truth, by opposing the truth, by fabricating, by misinterpreting the truth. The movement began as a means to establish ma'ruf and whatever is virtue, to fight against vice and whatever is munkar, to resist oppression by the evil forces, to make no compromise whatsoever, to reform society so it moves towards godliness and justice, to prefer death with dignity rather than life with subjugation to evil. Ashura is the manifestation of the victory of blood spilled in the way of God over swords and all the other forces behind the swords to suppress goodness. Ashura is an expression that we should carry out our duty, whatever it is, for the sake of God, even if we have to die in the way of God. Ashura is the representation of people who should seek martyrdom. Ashura represents the sacrifice of everything one has in the way of God. Ashura represents remembering God all the time, even in the thick of the battle, the Salatul Dhuhr that was prayed, for example. Ashura is the expression of patience and perseverance and determination and resolution in the way of God. Ashura represents the highest aspiration whereby valiant, brave warriors face death and all the pain that comes before death, but they don't flinch. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, before the sunrise of Ashura, at the time of Fajr, in the time of Sahar, he had a dream. In that dream, he says that رَأَيْتُ كَأَنَّ كَلْبًا كَأَنَّ كِلَابًا قَدْ شَدَّتْ عَلَيَّ لِتَنْهَشَنِي. I saw animals, I saw dogs who are attacking me and who are eating my flesh. فِيهَا كَلْبٌ أَبْقَعْ. And between them I saw one two-colored dog who was the worst. رَأَيْتُهُ أَشَدَّهَا عَلَيَّ. But at the same time, I also saw my grandfather, رَأَيْتُ جَدِّي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. And he told me, يَا بُنَيَّ أَنْتَ شَهِيدُ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. You are going to be the martyr, the supreme martyr of all the descendants of Muhammad. قَدْ إِسْتَبْشَرَ بِكَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Ashura is going to be the day when the heavenly, spiritual, pure, perfecting, godly beings are going to be proud of you. And they are happily awaiting your arrival. فَلْيَكُنْ إِفْطَارُكَ عِنْدِي اللَّيْلَ Hussein, your iftar, this fast that you have undertaken today, this iftar should be with me tonight. Ajjil wa la tuakhir. Hussein, hasten, don't delay. The malaika are ready to descend to receive the blood that you are going to spill in the way of God. The blood which is not going to be accepted by the heavens, but is going to be accepted by the angels. What is there more precious for a shaheed than to give his blood in the way of God, and that also to get total approval from God? And worst, and what is better for a shaheed than to be attacked by these human-looking animals? In the morning, when the army of Umar ibn Sa'd began to hover around the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Dhahhak bin Abdullah, the one who escaped later on, reports that I heard Imam Hussein alayhi salam recite an ayah from the Quran whereby he gave us confidence. The ayah which said that وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. Let not those who are faithless, these enemy have rejected the truth and they are faithless, let them not think that if we have given them resources and choices and ability to use God's gifts, that therefore we love them and therefore we, if we prolong their lives, that it is good for them. Every moment they spend living in this dunya abusing the God-given resources against God's will, it is creating fire for them. Already Imam Hussein alayhi salam is setting the tone for himself, for his companions, and for the enemies, that this battle is not a battle of forces of evil making a physical victory and therefore you are triumphant. This is ayah Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 187 and 188. In the morning, before the battle begins, after the morning prayers, Imam alayhi salam makes a dua. And the history books have recorded this dua. It's an interesting dua. It's amazing. In this dua, Imam Hussein alayhi salam makes no complaint at all about what he is facing and the suffering on the land of Karbala. In this dua, there's nothing but the remembrance of God. Allahumma anta thiqati fi kulli karbin wa raja'i fi kulli shiddah. O Allah, you are the one to whom I turn to in every affliction. Anta li fi kulli amrin nazala bi thiqatun wa udda. Kam min hammin wa karbin yad'ufu fihi al-fu'ad. How many are afflictions in which the heart may waver and hesitate. Wa taqillu fihi al-hila. Yadkhulu fihi يَخْذُلُ فِيهِ الصَّدِيقِ. Even sometimes our friends, or those who claim to be friends, abandon us. وَيَشْمِتُ فِيهِ الْعَدُوُ. And our enemies laugh at us. أَنْزَلْتُهُ بِكَ وَشَكَوْتُهُ إِلَيْكَ رَغْبَةً مِنِّي إِلَيْكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. But in all those situations, I have always relied on you and you alone. Lesson number one of Karbala, تَوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Come whatever may. We are not intimidated because we rely upon God. We are fighting in the cause of God. We are fighting for the pleasure of God. فَفَرَّجْتَهُ عَنِّي وَكَشَفْتَهُ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّ كُلِّ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْتَ صَاحِبُ كُلِّ حَسَنَةٍ أَنْتَ مُنْتَهَى كُلِّ رَغْبَةٍ. O Allah, you are the master and the provider of all the gifts. O the one to whom we ultimately aspire to please, and nothing else in the dunya will intimidate us. Imam alayhi salam in the morning begins to array his army. On the right flank he appoints Zuhair bin Qain, Habib bin Madahir. On the left he appoints Zuhair bin Qain. In the middle flank he keeps Abbas as the standard bearer. The opposite side, the enemy also arrays itself. Umar ibn Sa'd is there with about 20 to 30,000. He appoints Amr ibn Hajjaj Zubaydi on the right flank, Shimr ibn Dhul Jawshan on the left flank. The cavalry is under Urwa bin Qais, the infantry is under Shabath bin Rabai, and the flag is with his slave Durayda. The enemy begins its attack. When they come and surround the camp, Imam Hussein alayhi salam had a strategy. The strategy was that the camps of the ladies should be located behind. Behind the camp, a moat and a trench should be dug, and wood should be laid down, fire should be lighted there. The enemy should not contemplate attacking us from our behind. So when the army came from behind and they saw the fire, Shimr shouted, Ya Hussein, ata'ajjal bin nari qabla yawm al-qiyamah. Shimr tells Imam Hussein, you seem to want to go to the fire of the Akhirah here in the dunya. And Imam Hussein says, whose voice is this? As if I recognize, is it Shimr? Yabna ra'iyat al-ma'za, anta awla biha siliya. You don't mock at us. The truth is, you deserve to go to the fire more than we do. Muslim bin Awsaja at this moment wants to attack. So he comes to Imam alayhi salam and he wants to shoot an arrow and kill Shimr. Incidentally, Shimr is the same person who later on kills Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He tells Imam, this is a fasiq, this is the enemy of God. In fact, he is min uzama il jabbarin. If there's anyone who is arrogant, it's this man. I mean, not anyone can stoop so low as to go and kill an imam. That person must be really depraved. Muslim Ibn Awsaja apparently recognized this man. Imam Hussein says, no. La tarmihi fa inni akrahu an abda'ahum bil qital. I will not start the attack. I will defend. A very easy opportunity. Kill your killer before he kills you. But this is the lesson of Karbala. Justice, come whatever may, the principles of truth, of justice, must be applied at all stages. These people are to give everything in the way of God, the warriors, and they must be sure that they are worshippers, they have submitted to God, they have committed no sins, they have made istighfar in case they have made sins. And one of the most important things they must make sure is they have no obligation. Nobody else has an obligation on them. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells one of the companions, go and announce, Nadi an la yuqtal ma'i rajulun alayhi dayn. Anyone who is indebted and he has not settled the debt and the time has matured, let him not come and fight in my camp. You can't meet your Lord, try to please him when you have displeased somebody else. You have hurt, you have usurped, you have taken away the rights of somebody else. Amazing. Here is a man. He's got very few followers. Get as many as you want. Use them to defend the cause of truth. Alright, so you've got a debt. Allah will forgive you. No. This fight is a fight for the cause of truth against injustice. We can't use injustice to fight against injustice. Our salutations to the purity of the motivation of this group. So when the array of the two armies take place, Burayr ibn Khudayr requests Imam permission to go and address the people. Ya qawmi ittaqullah. O people of Kufa, fear God. Do you not see that this is the family of the Prophet here? What is it that you want? Surrender to the Amir. Burayr tells them, waylakum ya ahl al-Kufa. Woe be to you. You are the ones who wrote inviting Imam Hussein. You are the ones who promised him to help him. And you took God as your witness. And now you wish to arrest him and surrender him to the Amir. You even deny him and deprive him access to the Furat. Evil is your deed. May God not quench your thirst on the day of judgment. We don't understand what you're trying to say. Alhamdulillah, alladhi zadani fikum basira. You don't understand what I say. You pretend you don't understand. I thank Allah, He has given me the insight to know the truth and to know your depravity. Allahumma abrau ilayka min fi'ali ha'ula'i al-qawm. Oh Allah, I seek distance from the attitude and the behavior of these people. Karbala is a fight between insight, spiritual insight, divine insight, and blindness, animal blindness, and deafness, and dumbness. Karbala is a fight between loyalty to the cause of truth and between treachery. These people betrayed Imam. Karbala is a fight between reminder of the name of God and the cause of God versus those who refuse to accept the name of God and the message of God. Imam Hussein alayhi salam then comes and addresses the people himself. Five important causes he mentions of why these people come to fight against him. Alhamdulillah, الحمد لله الذي جعل الدنيا دار فناء وزوال متصرفة بأهلها حالا بعد حال. المغرور من غرته والشقي من فتنته. لا تغرنكم هذه الدنيا فإنها تقطع رجاء من ركن إليها. We thank Allah that He has made this dunya a temporary abode, not a final abode. Problem number one, recognize this, O people. Problem number two, don't be deceived by the dunya. Problem number three, the promise the dunya makes, it'll never deliver. You have been given money, you think you'll enjoy it? You have been threatened. You think the suffering of the threatened is much more than the suffering you'll face if you oppose the truth? The dunya is superficial. The dunya is temporary. Problem number one. Problem number two. اجتمعتم على أمر قد أسخطتم الله فيه عليكم. You have all assembled here, he tells the Ahl Kufa, in disobedience to God, and you're displeasing God, and you know it. Problem number two. Problem number three. أَقْرَرْتُمْ بِالطَّاعَةِ. Every day you say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Therefore you confess and you admit that he is the authority to be followed. وَآمَنْتُمْ بِالرَّسُولِ ثُمَّ زَحَفْتُمْ إِلَىٰ عِتْرَتِهِ. Problem number three, you have disrespected the Prophet. And this is the family of the Prophet that you have come to fight against. Problem number four, إِسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاكُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. The problem is the devil has played with you, he's become your master, you have become his slave. Voluntarily you have submitted to the devil and he has enslaved you. And now therefore you're not ready to listen. And problem number five, تَبَّلْ لَكُمْ. Woe be to you. قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. They began as Muslims, but by their disobedience they become internally disbelievers. بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And therefore you're evildoers because you support now an evil system. These are the basic problems that Imam Hussein alayhi salam identifies in Kufa. In Karbala, about the people of Kufa. He further on goes to expose the Bani Umayyah's atrocities. Umar ibn Sa'd at this stage tells the people of Kufa, وَيْلَكُمْ كَلِّمُوهُ فَإِنَّهُ إِبْنُ أَبِيهِ. Don't sit quiet and listen to him. This man is the son of the most eloquent man in Arabia. وَاللَّهِ لَوْ وَقَفَ فِيكُمْ هَكَذَا لَمَنْ قَطَعَ. He can go on and on talking. Umar ibn Sa'd was afraid the eloquence will win over some people. So Shimr then intervenes. Ya Hussein, ma taqulu, we don't understand. What is it that you say? Afhimna nafham. Please make us understand furthermore. Imam's message is very clear. These are just distractions. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam simplifies his message. Ittaqullaha, la taqtuluni, don't kill me. What is the justification for you to kill me? أَوَلَسْتُ إِبْنُ بِنْتِ نَبِيِّكُمْ. Am I not the son of the daughter of your prophet? Where is the justification to kill me? Number two, أَوَلَسْتُ إِبْنُ وَصِيِّهِ أَوَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِسْلَامًا. Am I not the son of the first man who confessed and professed Islam? أَوَلَيْسَ حَمْزَ سَيِّدُ الشُّهَدَاءِ عَمُّ أَبِي. Is not Hamza the Sayyidu Shuhada? Is he not the uncle of my father? أَوَلَيْسَ أَوَلَيْسَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Haven't you heard that the Prophet has said that Hassan and Hussein are the chief of the youth of paradise? Two possible scenarios. Either you believe me or you don't. Believe me because since my childhood I have sworn never ever to speak lies after I know that God detests it. Believe me what I'm saying. If you don't believe me, إِن كَذَّبْتُمُونِي فَفِيكُمْ مَنْ إِن سَأَلْتُمُوهُ أَخْبَرَكُمْ. Well, why don't you ask some people amongst you who know about what I say? Ask Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, ask Aba Sa'id al-Khudri, ask Sahal ibn Sa'id, as-Sa'd al-Sa'idi, ask Zayd ibn Arqam, ask Anas bin Malik. أَفَمَا فِي هَذَا حَاجِزْ لَكُمْ عَنْ سَفْكِ دَمِي. my case that I presented to you, is it not enough to deter you and to stop you from wanting to kill me? Where is your justification? Bani Umayyah is suppressing facts. They're not telling you everything. Let me expose to you the truth. Shamir says, oh, don't listen to him. Huwa ya'budu Allah ala harf. There's an ayah in the Quran which says that some people worship God superficially. He is just superficial and he is not to be trusted. Habib bin Madahir rises up to defend Imam Hussein. Wallahi, araka ta'budu Allah ala sab'een harf. You say that he is leading a double life? You lead 70 types of lives. Ashhadu annaka sadiq. Oh yes, I testify that what you're saying is true about yourself. You'll never understand. You're blind, you're deaf. Imam Hussein alayhi salam continues after this minor distraction. Afatashukuna anni ibnu binti nabiyyikum. Is there anyone... Okay, forget all this hadith that I've tried to quote and about my status. But is there anyone amongst you who doubts that anni ibnu binti nabiyyikum, that I'm the son of the daughter of the Prophet, and you are Muslims and you believe in the Prophet? Wallahi, ma bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib, ibnu binti nabiyyin ghayri fikum wala fi ghayrikum. Scan the whole of the east and the west of the earth. You will not find the son of the daughter of the Prophet other than me. Amongst yourself or outside yourself. Wayhakum. Alright, let's make a legal case. What is your legal case against me? Wayhakum. Atatlubuni bi qatilin minkum qataltuhu. أو مال استهلكته أو قصاص من جراحة. Have I wounded someone and attacked someone that you want to retaliate? Have I taken somebody's property that you want to retrieve? Have I killed someone amongst you that you now want to retaliate? Where is your justification? Okay, you don't believe me, I'm the son of the daughter of your prophet. I'm an ordinary human being. Where is the justification to attack me? Silence. They have no answer. So now Imam targets. They are amongst you leaders who have now come as heads of contingents against me. Ya Shabath bin Rabai, Ya Hajjar bin Abjar, Ya Qais bin Ash'ath, Ya Yazid bin Harith. These are all leaders of contingents. Thousands they came. Alam taktubu ilayya. Do you are the ones who wrote to me when I was in Mecca? Qad ayna'at al-thimar, ikhdar al-janab, tammat al-jimam. The rivers are flowing, the flowers are, the trees are fruitifying, the flowers are blossoming. Everything is ready, in other words. Come over, taqdum. Come over, ala jundin laka mujannad. There is the army ready to support you. You seek the power and the righteous authority. Silence. One of the biggest liars, Qais bin Ash'ath, the brother of Ju'da bin Ash'ath, the brother of Muhammad bin Ash'ath, who killed Muslim bin Aqil. Qais says, Wallahi ma nadri ma taqul. We don't know what you're saying. Subhanallah, Imam says, that's a big lie. I've got evidence here, and you're denying it. Okay, well, let's tell you what we want. Inzil ala hukmi ibn ammik, your cousin, Bani Umayyah at one stage were same with Bani Hashim. Come down, what your cousin wants from you. Fa'innahum lam yarawka illa ma tuhib. Come, let's go, you surrender to him, everything is going to work out well. He's going to feed you and provide you so much, you'll be happy in this dunya. The way we're happy, he's given us so much. Imam Hussein tells Qais, anta akhu akhik. You are the brother of Muhammad. Do you want the Bani Hashim to seek a vengeance from you more than what Muhammad bin Ash'ath has already done with Muslim bin Aqil? La wallah, la u'tikum biyadi i'ta al-zalil, wa la afirru firar al-abid. I swear to you, this is my final statement. I will never ever, I swear to God, I will never ever surrender to you. Humiliated, subjugated, abased and degraded. I'm honorable. And I'll fight for my honor, which is from God. And I will never, and incidentally, don't think I'm scared by you. I will not flee the way slaves who are scared will flee. I will confront you till the last drop of my blood. Imam doesn't give up. A second attempt. Listen to me. If you listen to me, you'll be guided. If you don't listen to me, you'll perish. Or they make noise, they don't want to listen to him. And Imam says, the problem with you is in khazalat atiyatukum min al haram. The problem with you is your coffers and your pockets have been filled with haram money. وَمُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ And your bellies are also filled with haram. That's the problem. It's affected your ability now to respond to the truth. فَطَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ You are the one who called us, and now you're deserting us. In other words, Imam alayhi salam uses all methods possible to awaken them, to alert them, and to drive their attention to the basic reality of this confrontation. The final statement he makes in this second khutbah, he says, you are the people who are the transgressors. طواغيت الأمة, شذاذ الأحزاب, نبذت الكتاب, نفثت الشيطان, عصبت الآثام, محرف الكتاب. You have rejected the book. You have distorted the book. You are followers of the devil. You are transgressors. You have tried to eliminate the sunnah of the Prophet and establish an alternative lifestyle against it. You are the ones who wish to kill the sons of the Prophet. You are the ones who ملحق العهار بالنسب. They were illegitimate children, zina, from the lowest levels of society. You restored them, you gave them some status, referring to Ziyad and Ibn Ziyad. Not only you gave them status, so now they are just like ordinary brothers to you, legitimizing them. Then you gave them authority over you. This is the situation. You have allowed evil to become good, to become the best in your society. That's your problem. وَمُؤْذِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَصُرَاخِ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ And you come here now to hurt those people who want to fight for the sake of truth. Well, let me make my final statement. أَلَا وَإِنَّ الدَّعِيَ ابْنَ الدَّعِيَ قَدْ رَكَزَ مِنَّا بَيْنَ اثْنَتَيْنَ بَيْنَ السِّلَّةِ وَالذِّلَّ وَهَيْهَاتَ مِنَّ الذِّلَّ I swear this illegitimate son of the illegitimate man. That's his true status. He was nothing. And he has been raised falsely. Now he comes and forces me, Hussein, surrender or die. I'll never surrender. I will die with dignity. That's my final statement. You know why? Aballahu dhalika. Allah doesn't want that from us. وَرَسُولُهُ وَحُجُورٌ طَابَتْ وَطَهُرَتْ وَأُنُوفٌ أَبِيَّةٌ وَنُفُوسٌ حَمِيَّةٌ We come from a background. I have been fed with pure milk. I can never turn to evil. I've been raised in a pure home. Our souls are resistant and firm. We never subjugate ourselves to evil. You'll never get one compliance from us. Ala waqad a'azartu wa anzartu. I have done my best to convince you. Ala inni zahifun. Now I'm ready to defend myself. You attack me, we'll defend ourselves. Ala qillati an-nasirin wa khadlati al-ashab. And besides, let me tell you, O people of Kufa, this little joy that has been promised to you, you'll never enjoy it. And you, Umar ibn Sa'ad, this promise that has been made to you of the governance, you'll never enjoy it. Allah will punish you, and I pray to Allah that He denies you this little joy that you seek. Imam Hussein alayhi salam now turns to his companions and then he tries to motivate them and inspire them. You know, my grandfather, the Prophet, predicted, he tells his companions, that Satusaku ila al-Iraq, Hussein, you shall be taken finally to Iraq. There is the place where the Nabiyun and the Awsiya of the Nabiyun have met before you. There you shall be martyred with your companions. But you have a unique characteristic, O Hussein and all your companions. لا يجدون ألم مس الحديد. You shall not feel the pain of the sword. Amazing. You know why? The same way that Ibrahim, the fire was told, يا ناري, يا نار, يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. O fire, reduce your heat, extinguish yourself, become cold and become peacefully and comfortably cold. So also you will be plunged into the fire, into the sea of the fire of swords and spears and sticks and stones. But you shall not experience pain because you have elevated yourself so high. Oh, you know, the women, when they saw Yusuf, They cut themselves and they didn't feel pain. People in the world forget some other things when they get preoccupied and obsessed. You will be preoccupied and obsessed with the love of God and God alone. And nothing of this dunya will hurt you. But to be able to reach that status is not easy, obviously. And this is that final confrontation that takes place. So the collective attack begins. Many companions die. Subsequently, then companions go one by one. Come the time of Salatul Dhuhr. And Abdullah bin Amr Abu Thumam Asa'idi comes to Imam alayhi salam and he says, Nafsi laka al-fida. May my soul be sacrificed for you. Ha'ula iqtarabu minka. I see now the enemy is getting closer and closer. Our defenses are growing weaker and weaker. They're getting to you. La wallah. I swear to God. La tuqtal hatta uqtal. I will not allow anyone to touch you so long as I'm alive. But before I continue my fight, I've just got one request. I notice it's already time for prayers. Can we have this last final prayer in your presence? Imam says, ذَكَّرْتَ الصَّلَاةَ جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ الذَّاكِرِينَ. You have reminded us of Salah. Of course, we knew about Salah, but you just took the time to remind us before anybody else could do. Thank, may God reward you for that. They prayed that Salah. This Salatul Dhuhr that was prayed on in Karbala, on Ashura, it was the true Salah. Salah in the Quran, we are told, is a fight. Zakariya was standing in Mihrab, making harb. Harb between the forces of good and the forces of evil, internally in Salah, externally on the battle of Karbala. Internally in Salah is Qiyam. Qiyam is to rise up with all the force for the sake of truth. Externally, Karbala showed that. Rukur, bend down and bow down to God and God alone. And He's the great one. Nobody else is great. And stick your neck out. Mustahab. Ready to be chopped in the way of God. Sajda. Internally, I bow down to you and to you alone. None of the false gods. These are worshippers of false gods. They go after money. They are afraid. They go after the dunya, they obey the shaitan, they obey the evil leaders. These are the false gods. For me, there's one true God. The internal sajda was expressed on the whole battlefield of Karbala. This is the Salatul Dhuhr and the Salatul Fajr preceding that. And of course, there's one more salah, the Salatul Asr. But I'll just talk about it later. One by one, Habib and Habib of the right flank goes and sacrifices Zuhair bin Qain of the left flank. Other companions, Nafi' bin Hilal, he was newly wed, and his new spouse is telling him, but how can you leave me? And Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, why don't you stay behind? And Nafi' says, لو لم أنصرك اليوم فماذا أجيب غدا رسول الله. For the sake of this temporary pleasure, if I abandon you, how am I going to face the Holy Prophet tomorrow that I've abandoned the cause of truth for the sake of the dunya? The brothers of Ghaffariyan also came to take permission. One by one, they would come and ask the Imam, As-salamu alayk. And Imam would say, you are allowed to go. And everyone, as they go, Imam would recite this ayah of Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, ayah 23, where Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. And amongst them, those who have committed and dedicated to themselves to the cause of truth, and they have lived up to their promise. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And there are some who are awaiting their turn and their chance. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they will never, never substitute this promise that they have made to God. After the Ashab, the Shuhada of Bani Hashim begin to make their sacrifices, the children of Imam Hassan, of Imam Ali, from his other wives, the children of Aqil ibn Abi Talib, the children of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, Abdullah bin Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, one by one they go, even the young Qasim goes, Qasim. These people on the battlefield of Karbala, they made a display. For them, what was most important is God and being preoccupied with the love of God. Look at the words Qasim says on the battlefield as an expression of this love. Ya nafsi la tajza'i fa kullun fani al yawma talqayna dhura al jinani. O Qasim, with your young body, with your little energy that you're fighting, but you're facing all this pain, but this pain is minuscule in front of the pleasures that you shall enjoy in Jannah. The power of conviction overcame the pain of the body. That's Qasim's achievement. Abbas, look at Abbas's sacrifice, best exemplified when he took that water in his hand and was about to drink and he throws it away. Look at that sense of sacrifice. I could use this water for more strength to defend Imam Hussein all the more. But no, in sympathy for the thirst of the kids. Salutation to the sacrifice. No, in sympathy to the thirst of Imam Hussein. No, even if Imam Hussein is not there, I want to meet my Lord with a thirsty belly. My body will not rule my soul. My soul has decided what is right. I am ready to defend and to die for it. Nothing is going to distract me. Salutation to the sense of sacrifice. When one by one they go away, Imam Hussein now finally comes and looks at the camp of the companions and the tent of the Bani Hashim. And he sees them all empty and he cries out, Ya Muslim, Ya Muslim ibn Aqil, Ya Hani ibn Urwa, Ya Habib bin Madahir, Ya Zuhair bin Qain, Ya Hilal bin Nafi', Wa Ya Muslim bin Awsaja, Ya Abtal al-Safa, Ya Fursan al-Hayja, You loyal, dedicated, godly soldiers, where are you? Mali unadikum, Fala tujibun. I call out to you, but you don't answer me. Wa ad'ukum, Fala tastajibun. I'm sure that if you were given a second chance, you would rise up and come to my defense. I'm all alone now. At this time, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam asks his aunt Zainab, prop me up, sannidini. Imam alayhi salam comes for the final warfare. For the farewell, Imam Zainul Abidin wishes to stand up in respect of the father coming in. Hadha ibn Rasulillah qad aqbal. Ya Abatah, Imam Zainul Abidin says, what has happened with these munafiqeen? What have they done? And Imam explains to him, Ya Waladi, one by one, my companions and my members of Bani Hashim, one by one have been killed. And what about my uncle? And what about my brother? Imam keeps on saying, Qad Qutil, Qad Qutil. He then turns to Bibi Zainab and says, give me a stick and a sword. I want to rise up to defend. La khayra fil hayati ba'dahu. There is no good in life after the demise of Hussein alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam calms him down, tells him, Anta khalifati, you are my guardian, you are my protector. You will be the comforter of my family. You will be the supporter and the guide after me. And one of the things that it was transferred as legacy between father and son, all the legacy of the imama was left with Umm Salama. But one thing that was transferred was the ring. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that this ring that I'm wearing, I've inherited from my father, who inherited from my grandfather, who inherited it from Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. So the Rabi says, I wish to see this ring of Imam Hussein. And on it was inscribed something, La ilaha illallah, uddatun liliqa'illah. To meet God, there is one phrase that's enough. La ilaha illallah. That means for me, there is no entity and power or being who is worthy of attention and love and praise and obedience and thanks and fear and hope and submission and sacrifice and death other than Allah. If you want one, in one sentence, the summary of Karbala is the ring, which was inherited by Imam after Imam. The legacy is transferred. Imam alayhi salam asks for some undesirable dress to be given to him to wear as an inner dress. As if he knew what, as if he could predict what was going to happen after the death. They are going to snatch all clothes away except for the basic clothing, which would be undesirable, and they would leave it behind. Imam changes his clothing and then he bids his final farewell. Ya Sakina wa ya Fatima wa ya Zainab wa ya Umm Kulthum wa ya Ruqayya wa ya Atika وَيَا أَهْلَ بَيْتِي عَلَيْكُنَّ مِنِّ السَّلَامِ. To you all my final salam. But before he leaves, he gives them consolation. اِسْتَعِدُّ لِلْبَلَىٰ. Be prepared for greater afflictions. But remember, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَافِظُكُمْ. Allah will protect you and Allah will guide you. Nobody can harm you. سَيُنَجِّيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَرِّ الْأَعْدَاءِ. Allah will protect you from the evil of the enemies. وَيُعَذِّبْ أَعَادِيكُمْ بِأَنْوَاعِ الْبَلَاءِ. And your enemies shall be punished. Don't worry about it. Be firm, be strong. Not even for a moment complain to God. Not even for a moment scratch yourself or do anything which is indecent and unacceptable by the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا تَشْكُو. Don't complain. Submit to the will of God. Now Imam alayhi salam comes out to the battlefield. All alone, the lone warrior. He attacks. He attacks on the right and he attacks on the left. Like a ferocious lion. And the enemy would be scattered and dispersed. And as he launches his attack, Al-Maut awla min rukub al-aar. Wal-aar awla min dukhul al-naar. For me, death is more favorable than living a life of indignity. And a life and a death is better than going to the fire of hell if I live with subjugation to evil. And then he attacks on the other flank. أنا الحسين بن علي آليت أن لا أنثني أحمي عيالات أبي أمضي على دين النبي. Oh, if you don't know me, I'm Hussein, the son of Ali, the greatest of the warriors. If you don't know me, I will fight but never will bow down or bend. I will live to the end on the faith of Muhammad. Umar ibn Sa'd tells his army, woe be to you, waylakum, atadrun man tubarizun. Do you know who is there amongst, who has come to face you? Hadha ibn Qattal al-Arab. The Arabs have never seen a father like his father, who has done so much fight for the cause of truth. You can't win against him one to one. You can't even win against him if you go collectively. فَأَحْمِلُوا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ. Attack him from all fronts. Shimr tells the cavalry, come back. He tells the archers, you go forth. And a rain and a shower of arrows now descends on Imam Hussein from every side. An arrow on the chest, an arrow on the neck, an arrow on all the parts of the body. Ya ummat as-saw. Oh, evil people, you'll never in the future be able to kill anyone better than me. Arju an la yukrim an yukrimani Allahu bihawanikum. I pray to God to honor me by fighting against such degraded people. Abu al-Hutuf al-Ju'fi. He takes an arrow, instead of just a blind shower of arrows, now it's a focused, targeted shoot. And he shoots at Imam's forehead. The blood now begins to flow on the face and the beard of Imam. Allahumma innaka tara ma ana fihi min ha'ula'il qawm. Min ha'ula'il usati tughat. Oh Allah, you know what's happening. These transgressors, these killers, these sinners. Look at what they're doing to the son of the daughter of your prophet. Another stone hits his forehead. Imam alayhi salam lifts his shirt to wipe out that blood. And once his body is exposed, Sinan bin Anas comes with a three-pronged poison arrow and shoots right into the heart of Imam alayhi salam. Now there is a gush of blood. Bismillahi, wa billahi, wa fi sabilillahi, wa ala millati rasulillah. Imam alayhi salam collects the blood. He fills his hand with the blood. And he wipes his face and beard. And he says, hakatha, I swear by God, qad alqa Allah, hakatha alqa Allah mazluman, mutalattikhan bidami. I will meet God with this blood caused by the injustice and the oppression and the ruthlessness of these sinners. And this is the way I will meet my grandfather. And he takes that blood and throws it towards the heavens. The riwayah says, not a drop falls back. He is struck. struck by swords and by spears and by stones and by arrows till he loses his balance and he falls off the horse. The holy lady Zainab comes out and says, Waha! Wa Sayyidah! Wa Ahla Baytah! Oh my dear brother, oh my God, what is happening? Let the sky fall on the earth, let the mountains crumble and fall. Ya Umar ibn Sa'd, look at what is happening to Hussein and you are quiet. Silence. She addresses the Kufans, Ama fikum Muslim. There is no Muslim here who respects the Holy Prophet's family. When Imam alayhi salam falls to the ground, the enemy is scared to approach him. The man was strong and ferocious on the horse. Even on the ground, they are afraid of him. They begin to attack his camp at the time when he goes towards the Furat. And he addresses them, Oh Shia of the Shaitan. Dude, if you don't believe in the religion of the Prophet, in lam yakun lakum deen, وَلَا تَخَافُونَ الْمَعَادِ فَكُونُوا أَحْرَارًا فِي دُنْيَاكُمْ. If you don't fear the day of judgment, if you don't have any religion, don't you have a sense of nobility? Why do you attack my women? Leave my women and children who are defenseless and who are not warriors. Come and face me. So now the whole army of the Kufans come and targets and focuses on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. These are his last moments. The fifth Imam says, I was there. The Imam was being attacked by spears and by swords and by arrows and by sticks and by stones. Suddenly when the attack command was given, Zur'a comes and chops off the right hand of the Imam. Sinan comes and plunges a spear into the flank. Salih bin Wahab comes and pushes the Imam. Amr bin Talha comes and strikes the Imam from behind. Imam Baqir says, I swear if you were to see the dress of Imam, there were 60 places where they were torn and they were pierced because of all these attacks. 33 wounds in the body of Imam from the pierces of the spear. 34 wounds from the attacks of the swords. Arrows all over the body. But the interesting thing was all these were on the front. Imam never gave his back to the enemy. Imam faced the enemy front to front, face to face. Hilal bin Nafi says, when the Imam was followed on the ground, I was in the camp of Umar ibn Sa'd. I came very near to him. Wallahi ma ra'aytu qatilan ahsanu minhu wa anwar wajha. I've seen many people who have been slain and fallen to the ground, but I swear to God, I've never seen a warrior more handsome. I've not seen a warrior more bright and brilliant in his face than that man. Every moment that passed, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was getting happier, not sadder. You know why? Here is a man who has given everything that he has in the way of God. He starts his morning with expression of tawakkul and reliance on God. Sabran ala bala'ik. O Lord, I shall firmly and with determination endure all pain that comes in your way. No, beyond that, ridan biqada'ik. I will gladly accept whatever you give to test me. O Lord, not only will I endure the pain, I will like to accept the pain. Amazing. No, not only sabran ala bala'ik, not only ridan biqada'ik, tasliman li amrik. Oh Lord, I am in total submission to your will because I know you are all kind, you are all merciful, you are all just, you are all generous. Whatever you give me is nothing but good for me. In fact, it is the best for me. Oh Lord, before you, I will not decide what I should like, what I should not like, what is good as pain and what is not good as pain. Oh Lord, in submission to you, you tell me what me, Hussein, should do and not do, should feel and not feel, should think and not think. This man is getting closer and closer with every spear and every sword and every stone and every stick.
He's getting closer to God. Yes, test me. Look at a portion of my body and find a place to hit me. You won't find. I've given everything I have. I've given my flesh and blood behind. My children are gone. It's me and my body. Whatever God remaining to give you. Take every piece of my body. But every piece of my body will say, La ma'buda siwak, la ilaha illallah. And hence the last act of Imam Hussein, the Salatul Asr. This is the Salah which nobody has prayed from the beginning of history till the end of history. This was a Salah in which the wudu was made from the blood. This was a Salah where the ruku was made when the Imam bent down on the horse about to fall. This was a Salah where the sujood was made when the Imam fell to the ground. This was a Salah whose tashahud was when the time Imam rose up to remove the arrow from the neck. This was the Salah where the Imam could not place his forehead on the ground because it had all arrows and wounds. He had to place his cheek on the ground. In the last moments on the ground, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says Imam fell on his right cheek. Shimr and Sinan now come to perform that last unspeakable act. They come near the head of Imam and they talk to each other. Well, what are you waiting for? Sinan proceeds to hold the beard of Imam and begins to start the attack. And he tells Imam, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ إِبْنُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَبًا وَأُمَّا. And I know who you are. I know you are the son of the best father and the best mother. These were the dastardly, the ruthless, the brutal so-called Muslims, animals in human form. But Sinan doesn't do that act. It is Shimr who finally performs that unspeakable act. Excuse me, I can't speak about it. But the moment it happened, we hear the heavens turn red. We hear the earth's dust rises. We hear the mountains shake. Ya wa Husayna, wa Akha, wa Sayyida, wa Muhammada, wa Aliya. Matam Hussein.